This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am Jordan Hoffeditz, and this is a much-awaited latest edition of the Pony Stampede podcast. Sorry, it has been quite a while since I have gotten with you guys. Some technical issues, some technology issues, but these should be more regular, including just kind of a quick Mustang minute post-game, some quick thoughts. Obviously, you know, this should have been a big win. It was a big win. You know, I think you get kind of everything you wanted to have. You saw the offense score points. Defense gets its first shutout in over a decade. Just looked clean across the board. Obviously, you have the interception on the second drive of the game. Preston throws it a little behind Roderick Daniels Jr. It goes off his hands to the defender, who really made a nice play on it. But nothing came back to haunt him. Defense just solid all night long. Special teams gets in on the action with the blocked punt by Cameron Robertson. Chris Meganson picks it up, takes it the distance for the score. You know, I mean, if you really want to nitpick, I'm sure there are quite a few things you could find through that. But I think from what this team really needed to do coming off the last six quarters of offensive frustration and to really show what this defense can be and can do, I think you really have to like what you get. You know, shutouts are hard to get in college football. Talking about you're putting in your second, third, fourth team defense while the other team still has their starters in there. I think that says a lot about the depth, obviously, that this defense has, that we've talked a lot about, that we've seen, even through the first 2 weeks of the season. But to go out and to get the shutout, I think is a big deal for what this team wants to be and what it wants to do, for the defense to show it can finish a game like that. You know, they gave up the 2 second-half touchdowns to Louisiana Tech, one of them in the fourth quarter late. They gave up the 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns to Oklahoma last week. This week, nothing. No turnovers, but really they limited what the Prairie View offense was able to do so much. I don't really know that there were too many opportunities when you're consistently getting 3 and outs, 4 and outs out there. Like I said, obviously Preston had the interception that he threw a little behind Roderick there, but he goes 15 of 20 for 300 yards. Throws 5 touchdowns and rushes for a touchdown. I mean, I think that's what you want to see. He made some nice plays with his legs, both extending plays, getting out of pressure, and then making a throw or just going with his legs. I like the touchdown. It was a designed run for him. I think those are good to see, too, from this team. You get overall for the game 7 touchdown catches from 6 different receivers. Jordan Curley has the 2 touchdown day out of that group. He catches the touchdown just before halftime, and then he catches the touchdown pass to start the second half. Does a really nice job staying on his feet, keeping his balance, and then showing off some of that elite speed getting into the end zone. Nice to see him have a big day. Jordan Hudson again makes a really nice contested catch in the end zone for a touchdown. You get Roderick on the 91-yard touchdown, one-play drive. It was the, I believe, longest play since 2018 and the fifth longest pass play in school history. Also catching touchdown passes were new guys, Romello Brinson, Keyshawn Smith, both of them getting their first trips to the end zone in SMU jerseys. And then you had Joey Brewster get into the end zone on one as Kevin Jennings came in and threw a couple touchdown passes. Kamar Wheaton scores a touchdown, leads the team in rushing in his first game action of this season. Remember, he was suspended for week 1 for not going to class, and then just didn't play last week against Oklahoma. This week, he benefits from some other guys not going to class. Jalen Knighton and Velton Gardner were both suspended for this one after Coach Lashley found out that they had not been going to class much, if at all, this week. And then LJ Johnson tweaked his coach believed ankle on that first drive, so he has 4 carries in the first drive and then does not return to the game. Coach Lashley does not believe that that is an extensive injury, just something they wanted to be cautious with moving forward. So you also got a nice little dose of Levine and then Zane Miners there late in the game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think this is exactly what SMU needed between the Oklahoma loss and TCU next week. They were kind of able to see some things that they didn't do well against an elite team. Obviously, Prairie View A&M is not that type of team, but you've got to do it in a game. You know, you can rep only so much in practice. You've got to go out on a game field against an opponent and do some things. And that's what they were able to do while also, you know, Preston plays the first half and one drive of the second half. You get a lot of different guys in there. Kevin does his 2 drives. Alex Padilla gets a drive. Keldrick Luster makes his collegiate debut with a drive in there. So I think that was big to, you know, get your reps, get your work in, and then get out of the game. Again, defensively, to say, hey, this is a lesser opponent. Let's not play down to them. Let's not do this. Let's not do that. Let's just go out and play really, really good defensive football. And that's exactly what they did. You know, I think there can be something from playing a tough game the week before playing your rival, but I think, you know, you look back to last year, SMU was coming off that road game at Maryland, while TCU was coming off an open week and playing an FCS team the week before, and in all honesty, playing a really, really bad Colorado team in last year's version the week before. And they obviously came out hot, built up an early lead that SMU just wasn't quite able to come back from. So I think having this type of game while TCU's battling down in Houston in their conference opener this week going into next week is a good thing. Other notes, PJ Williams made his first start at left tackle, replacing Marcus Bryant, who was dressed and could have gone if they needed him, but he was held out just precautionary injury-wise. You had Ben Sparks stepping in and starting in place of the injured Justin Osborne. His status will be monitored next week. But, you know, I think just all around a good win. Doing to an opponent like that what you should do to an opponent like that, which hasn't necessarily always been the case sometimes here. And so I think that's good to see. I think you've got to like it. I think you've got to feel a little better about where this team is and what this team is going into next week than maybe you did after the first couple weeks of the season. So we'll see. We'll have a lot more to talk about and discuss next week as we get into the TCU game. But just trying to put a nice little cap on a big win, 69-0 against Prairie View A&M. That is the second largest margin of victory, just 1 point shy of the record, which came in 1920 in a 70-0 win. But that's all for this quick hit of the Pony Stampede podcast. We will be back on a much more regular basis moving forward. I appreciate you guys sticking with me through some podcast issues. As always, PonyStampede.com keeps you updated with all of the information throughout the week, at practice, tidbits, updates, everything SMU Mustang fans need to know. We'll see you next time.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd. Only on Paramount Plus.